Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Horror is a wonderful, if sometimes confusing, genre. It spans countless wonderful and horrifying books, films, and video games, all of which have a varying success at generating fear, dependent on the person experiencing them. While, say, the film Arachnophobia is painfully spooky for all of you who get itchy near a regular house spider, for those without any fear of the eight-legged menaces, it's probably a boring time. Similarly, it isn't half as bad to sit through if you don't consider clowns the most terrifying, god-awful creation humanity ever cursed the Earth with. The reverse, however, is also true. While some horror falls flat in scaring us for whatever reason, some stuff we wouldn't naturally consider horror can terrify us. This is especially true in the land of video games, where series and installments that seemingly weren't supposed to be horror games can easily be interpreted as such. Unless you're not even vaguely unnerved by nightmarish sea monsters, uncanny mall mascots, and a hefty dose of existential horror, in which case, horror is probably a genre that doesn't exist for you anyways. I am Kirsten from What Culture Gaming, and these are 10 video games that were secretly horror franchises. Number 10, Subnautica. For the vast majority of us, swimming is a fun activity, be it paddling in some shallow water or zooming down water slides at speeds our ancestors would never believe possible. That said, it's instinct to be a little nervous when you look into a deep body of water and realise you've no idea what's at the bottom because you can't see it. This instinct takes Subnautica from a fun, relaxing game where you discover countless strange and beautiful aquatic creatures to a romp through phobia territory. This would be bad enough if it weren't for the fact that some of the creatures you encounter really play on a fear of the unknown in dark waters. When you're grabbed by malicious monsters, it's more or less a jump scare half the time, made worse by the fact that they are generally the type of tentacled nightmare that you fear from our actual ocean's depths, only 10 times more deadly and frightening. And once you realise that this will happen a decent amount, swimming through the depths can quickly take a more terrifying tone, as you wait to be hunted down once more. Number 9, Echo the Dolphin. Let's just preface this by getting one thing clear. I'm not a coward. When you hear someone say that they were frightened by a game that is evidently intended for children, your first thought is that they must be frightened of everything more exciting than cotton wool, and that's understandable. However, Echo the Dolphin isn't any regular kids game, because it contains the Vortex Queen, who looks like the result of Cthulhu and a xenomorph having a passionate, passionate night of love. The alien invasion element comes so squarely out of the blue that it's infinitely worse, because you were expecting sweet ocean creatures the likes of Finding Nemo, and instead you face down an unknown evil who wishes to only use her powers to take you into the dark embrace of the afterlife. Hopefully this wasn't bought for as many kids as we suspect it may have been. Number 8, Legend of Zelda: Majora's Mask. Every game in the entire Legend of Zelda roster has at least two totally messed up horror-esque moments in it, to the point it's more of a rite of passage than anything else. However, the majority of these games don't contain an enraged moon staring down at you, following your every move and coming increasingly closer as it attempts to destroy you, so it's safe to say Majora's Mask is the creepiest of the Zelda collection. In fact, while nobody wants the franchise spread out too thin, it's almost a shame that the Majora's Mask game didn't bring with it a spin-off line of more deeply unsettling games. While we all want younger players to be able to play as Link without having unending nightmares, imagine how much wilder the possessed Skull Kid or Happy Mask Salesman truly could have been. Number 7, Tulip. Since Tulip is a game about learning to love people and giving out maximum smooches, it seems like a pretty chill experience. Well, aside from the slight nerves that comes from figuring out how to kiss an alien. However, the eccentric population of your town, while largely endearing, are also seriously messed up at times, resulting in some surprisingly unsettling moments. Take, for example, poor Miss Mika, who came back as a zombie, and is basically slowly rotting while still alive. Or the doctor who walks the streets at night out for blood to drink. This isn't even mentioning the underground jail in the graveyard, which holds prisoners on a metal cross for the duration of their stay. This is levels of wrong, and the fact that you get sent there for merely being caught smoking 3 times says a whole lot about the secret dystopia that the game exists in. Number 6, Don't Starve. While Don't Starve definitely appears gothic, it's easy to write it off as not a legit horror game. After all, it's basically a cartoon, right? While the aim of not starving to death isn't exactly cheery, any game that has cartoon frogs hopping about can't be that bad. But that's where the game tricks you, because yes, it is. The more you learn about the dangerous world you're in, and the more you discover about the cast of characters, the more the dark claws of unease dig their way into you. This culminates at the end of the story campaign, where you can find Maxwell, the man who captured you, trapped in a throne that he reveals he's been chained to for eons, forced to be the puppet of terrifying beings beyond our knowledge, while his corporeal body stays trapped. And you can let him out. Only if you do, you take his place. Number 5, The Stanley Parable. Stanley Parable is the video game equivalent of that friend you have that makes a whole lot of very funny jokes to deal with the fact that they are going through some seriously heavy stuff. As such, the game is downright hilarious and leaves you happily plodding along, chuckling away at the one-liners and insults thrown your way by the narrator. Only you then start to think about the setup of the whole thing. The narrator very clearly hates you, but you're the only person they get to interact with in this barren world, and while he enjoys tormenting you, he also seems bizarrely upset whenever you seem to go away. He is just as trapped as Stanley, and his only company, you, is more interested in messing with him than anything else. It's sort of like the evil AI from I Have No Mouth and I Must Scream, only if the AI had some weird attachment issues going on, but also if they were really funny. So maybe it all balances out. Number 4, Death Stranding. Now, you might have had an inkling that Death Stranding was a horror when you first picked it up, and noticed that its imagery appears to be a lot of skulls and spooky, inky beasties. But after your initial encounter with a weird, invisible creature, everything seems quite relaxed. You're in some luscious, grassy landscape, with some sweet jams personally selected by your boy Kojima, and thus the vibe is less ceaseless, unending horror, and more popped out for some groceries on a nice sunny day. And then suddenly everything is very different. You're thrown into the deep end, shown the full extent of how terrifying the creatures you now know as BTs are, after they circle you in the crematory and things only get creepier from there onwards. This is the clever part of the game, the fact that you get so wrapped up in the beautiful landscapes that you travel through, and often the monotony of doing so at slower paces, that when these moments hit, they're still jarring, even when you know fully well to expect them. Number 3, Dead Rising. Though zombies are at the front and center of the lion's share of horror games, Dead Rising never seemed to match them in tone. It's violent, sure, and at points very sad, but the main focus in the series was on comedy and surrealism, not creating fear. But because you'd go into most scenarios expecting a laugh, the horror would hit far heavier. This is especially true with the more unsettling psychopaths you encounter, as figures like the mascot Slappy are all the more unnerving because you know they're supposed to be mainly funny, and yet you're instead feeling super creeped out by them. To be fair, this is what makes the franchise so interesting, as you can still be horrified by it just as often as you laugh at it. Sometimes you even get to do both at once, if the moment's just right. Number 2, What Remains of Edith Finch. There are two types of people in this world. People who played What Remains of Edith Finch and found it a whimsical romp through an eccentric family's history, and people who played it and saw it for the straight-up nightmare fuel that it genuinely is. Because it's strongly suggested that the Finch curse that has supposedly killed off the majority of the family simply doesn't exist, and that the idea of it has created a self-fulfilling prophecy as they all die off. Instead of dealing with the grief of losing loved ones, the family puts it down to the curse, which only creates more chaos, such as the situation with Walter, who hides from the world in a bunker out of fear of the curse getting him. While the story is still exciting and whimsical, this doesn't hide the fact that throughout its course you see 2 kids die in first person, a man get beheaded, and at least 3 cases of really, really bad parenting. Number 1, Cookie Clicker. The sentence, cookie clicker is actually really creepy at points, is so ridiculous sounding that it's clear the main reason people avoid talking about it is because they don't want to physically have to say these words and mean them. Although it sounds completely silly, it is true. The game starts out as just another click-to-win idling game. It slowly but surely gets way weirder. Turns out the lovely grannies you've been recruiting to help make cookies are actually ancient evil horrors, and if you don't help stop them, they will destroy the world. And your baked goods empire. The graphics turn to twisted, creepy expressions of the safe, familiar game you once knew, and at one point, Santa can show up looking like he decided to fuse with a Christmas tree and approximately three of your worst childhood nightmares. So basically, it might not be the relaxing time waster that you were expecting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.